This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our embedded Green Bay football reporter Mike Clemens now in studio and ready to go here on the Wendy's Big Show on a Green and Gold Tuesday. Hello, Michael.
So you're in the losing locker room again, in the visitors' locker room in Ford Field. And Ford Field is rocking these days. 10 years ago, you'd go in there, and the fans showed up late. They left after the third quarter. So did the team. The team usually quit by then. And downtown was kind of scary and vacant and a lot of empty buildings. Beautiful old buildings, but the city's been like gutted for 50 years
right. Based
on riots and all that. It's unbelievable how that city has turned around in the last 10 years.
That's great.
Sports bars, Comerica now. They've got this huge, giant, gift shop, pro shop, with these huge sculptures of tigers. You could take your, beautiful statues of tigers. And this is right next door to Ford Field. Huge mural on Ford Field with Matt Stafford and his guys, the core players, TJ Lang up there. I mean, the Lions are spending money to improve the field, to improve the experience. The production during the game was 10 times better to get the crowd into it. It's a much tougher place to play.
That's awesome.
So then you're in the locker room there. And there's Mason Crosby, and he comes up, and he is the most positive guy on the planet. But when there's 40 people waiting for you with the TV lights and the microphones and everybody's all bunched in, just, oh, man, you really suck today. He comes walking in, and he mumbles, as he's walking past me. Yeah, well, it's either when you do something really good or really bad. Wonder what this is going to be for. Because, this is when the place kicker gets the attention, right?
Right.
The good news is, that this is one of the few guys left from the Super Bowl team, along with Aaron Rodgers and Tremont Williams. And these are quality veteran guys that are standing up for their buddy Mason Crosby. Here's Tremont and Aaron.
It's really tough. But this league, finds a way to humble you at some point, even when you don't need it. I have no doubt in my mind that Mason's going to come back.
I mean, Mason and I have been close friends for a long time. We sit next to each other on the planes. We've known each other for years. Obviously, spent some holidays together. I love him. He's a great, great guy. I think he's one of the greatest kickers of all time. Always said him and Robbie Gould, what they do in the elements over the years is some of the finest kicking that I've seen in my time. We have a ton of faith in him. He's done it for a long time. Made some big kicks for us over the years. They got to clean the operation up. The snap hold, and then he's got to make them.
Hello. Because Mason Crosby said, no, the operation's fine. But he's saying something to his buddy, to his friend Aaron Rodgers, who put it out there. And I've been telling you guys, I know it's last on the list of things to think about. The long snapper kid is a head case, this Hunter Bradley. I thought Zach Trenor, the undrafted kid that they had, had won the job. I think Ron Zook had, too. They were much more comfortable with him. But when they came to the cuts, they stuck with the draft pick. I don't know what else to say, but I've seen this draft pick, Hunter Bradley, at practice. And, like when you're really messed up in your golf swing, so now you shake your head, you close your eyes, you walk away from the ball, then you turn around and you take one, two steps, and then you settle up, and then you get your club. You're stiff that way.
Yeah. That's every hole for me.
Have you ever seen a long snapper do that?
No. But Mike,
that's how he approaches the football.
The whole snap and hold exchange is a very intricate process, and there might be stuff that isn't visible to the naked eye when you're watching. If you're just at home and your average football fan watching, I noticed on, I think it was the last field goal that he missed, the snap was a little bit high, so it was a little bit delayed in getting it down.
Well, I've been looking at the end zone tape in other games, and the ball's up and to the right.
So is that what's going on? Because that was the only one that I noticed in this Sunday's game. The last field goal he missed, the snap was high, so it was delayed in terms of getting it down, and I'm sure that can throw off a kicker's timing. Did you notice anything in the snap, catch, and hold?
I haven't seen that tape yet.
Okay.
I couldn't game day.
Yeah.
Isn't it just amazing that he has his worst career day and the worst in the NFL in 15, 20 years indoors, not outdoors.
Right.
This all happens indoors.
Yeah.
Sparky, I'm looking for stuff that Mike Pettine's doing that's unique, and now you're in a divisional game. And one of the things that he was doing early in the game was he would take Kenny Clark, Mike Daniels, Dean Lowry, three guys lined up between the tackles of the Detroit Lions, and just before Stafford got to the second half of his cadence, they jump. They jump down two spots. They jump left, they jump right. I hadn't seen that very often. And then when they were down by 14, they sort of gave that up. So it was cute. You know, we were impressed for a while. But in the meantime, look at the deep balls that they were converting, you know, to Marvin Jones. And this is now a series. Stephon Diggs nailed you for 75 yards. You're in Washington, Paul Richardson for 46 yards and a touchdown. Now you got Marvin Jones, and everybody knows about this. And he's wiggling in between Tremont, in that quarters coverage, haha, Clinton Dix, other deep balls that they gave up. So you go to the safety, haha, Clinton Dix. In his fourth year, you're hoping you get some leadership, and you're saying, have you got enough help? I mean, do you feel good about your secondary right now, haha?
All I can do is control what I can control. You know, it's 11 guys on the field. We got to make plays. You know, it's up to us to do it. You know, it's a tough league. You know, I think NFL players, when we got one of the toughest, toughest jobs, and that's come out and compete and, you know, get attacked by media when we make mistakes. But, it's, you know, we love this game, and we don't take anything for granted, and we want to get better, and that's all it comes down to.
So, haha feels he's getting a bad rap. In the
they need new safeties. We talked about safety play before, but they're going to have to figure out safeties going forward on this team. That's something that's going to have to be addressed one way or the other. I mean,
Josh Jones coming back from injury, but this guy's a head case. He's a great athlete, but they can't even keep him on special teams.
I don't think he's
leading the team on penalties and special teams. Yeah. He nullifies a 64-yard return from Ty Montgomery with a stupid hold call that McCarthy says, well, it was technique.
Ha's your best safety for sure. But he's not going to be worth the money in the offseason that he's probably going to command.
And he misses Morgan Burnett, and he misses someone back there to set the defense because he doesn't want to wear the radio helmet. He doesn't want to be the guy calling it.
They're going to have to start over at safety after this year.
What's wrong with the offense? How do you put up 520 yards and lose the football game? And how come you keep on coming from behind? How come you're not taking charge early in this game? I'm looking these guys straight in the eyes and say, you know, come on. I mean, what's going on? The quarterback calls out game plan. Work in progress. You've got plenty of weapons here. What's up? And the best I can gather is from guys like Davante Adams who will say on and off the mic is just, there's big plays out there at the start of the game, and we're not going to them. We're not taking shots. How much longer is it going to take for the offense to get to where they need to be? Are they still a work in progress?
I mean, we're obviously close. We can put up points and, you know, we can put up – I mean, I don't even know what Aaron threw for today, but it's about scoring and touchdowns, and that's what matters most. We obviously right there, so it's just about putting it in and not waiting to the last minute.
This big show made a great breakdown on the 4 o'clock hour about Aaron Jones, the running back. This is clearly the most talented running back you've got. This guy has got spark. And so when it gets to the second half, we're looking down there, and there's a break in the third quarter, and we're up in the press box and saying, where's Aaron Jones? Why isn't he on the field? And the consensus is because they're playing from behind, and they don't think he can pass protect. That's why Jamal Williams is out there. That's why Ty Montgomery's out there.
I don't give a damn if he can pass protect or not. Can he catch the football out of the backfield?
Can I answer a question?
Can he match up against a linebacker who they got beat by Ezekiel Elliott the last week? Ezekiel Elliott blew right by the linebacker down the middle of the field. Hey, Mike, did you see Jamal Williams lined up out wide going up against a linebacker? No. Did you see Aaron Jones lined up wide match up against linebacker? No, I didn't.
When you're in New England, James White is not a pass protector.
Let's make sure.
James White is going wide right.
Well, that's another one.
And he's an offensive weapon.
But my point is,
get him on the field.
If you have a running back matched up out of the backfield against a linebacker and you just send him deep, no linebacker on that team was matching up with Aaron Jones. They didn't do it once.
Hey, Aaron Rodgers. Was pass protection an issue in this game? I mean, were they putting the blitz on?
Dropping a lot of guys in the coverage.
They I wonder why.
Four. I don't know if they pressured one time today. I have to think about it.
And there that's wasn't, because of you.
Wasn't much. Now, they mugged up 40 a little bit, at times, but there wasn't much pressure. If any.
That's because they know you aren't going to throw to the open guy, and you are going to pat the ball for 10 seconds before you finally get your butt kicked.
At the end of the day,
all his fault.
You asked Mike McCarthy, 520 yards, yeah, 112 yards in penalties, 12 penalties in the game. What did Woody say, that they're number two in the league with most penalties in the NFL? How do you lose a game when you never punt? Mike McCarthy.
It's, I think it's been, what, 96, 97 games in the, you know, in the history of the National Football League since the merger, that, you know, the last game. Well, I mean, when you look at the game, it's something that we talked about as a whole, you know, with everybody, both coaches and players. You know, it's, I think it's been, what, 96, 97 games in the, you know, in the history of the National Football League since the merger, that, you know, team doesn't, one team doesn't punt the ball. So, and the team that doesn't punt the ball is only won 74% of that. So,
I don't know what he's talking about.
That's why anything with statistics, you got to take a closer look.
This goes on and on.
You don't punt the ball, you're thinking, man, you're having a hell of a day.
The question just was, you lost a game of don't punt. How does that happen?
We've had four of those.
What happened was, this is simple. This is Doug Melvin. This is Doug Melvin, which is, I know I'm going to get asked a question, so give me as many numbers as possible to spin this bad boy.
I'm concerned that it's analysis by paralysis, or the other way around. Paralysis by analysis. This is the guy who, he came out of the Vikings game in overtime, and his GPS health stats says, oh, don't play your boys on Wednesday. They're a little taxed. Give them Wednesday off. And he was rewarded by going into Washington and Alex Smith putting up 28 on him in the first half. He's been behind 17-0 against the Bears, 24-0 by a 1-3 Lions team, giving them confidence, and he can't get, he doesn't know how to get this thing started. Listen, Mark Murphy looks at trends, okay?
He's still going.
Yeah, I know. Mark Murphy looks at trends, Sparky, and the last eight games, dating back to that Carolina game when they brought back Aaron Rodgers, they are 2-5-1. They're 2-5-1. And Aaron Rodgers started in six of those games. A guy texted me that listens to the Big Show. He says, you know what McCarthy's record is right now in the regular season? 23-23-1 in the last 47 games. Last 3 years.
Nick Wright had that on Fox Sports 1. That's where he got that stat.
Yeah. The man's he doesn't have an answer.
Is this all one answer to one question?
He's still talking.
Is taking care of the football.
So, what?
Whether it's slow, start, fast, an finish.
I thought this was a montage at first. This is just one answer to one question. How do you lose a game where no one punted?
This is what burnout sounds like. This is what I don't know what to do anymore.
Yesterday's game, I thought we moved the ball.
It really is rambling. It just goes on and on.
I've got to put Aaron Jones on the bench because he's not good at pass protection. But if I do that, then that'll tax this guy.
Ball game at halftime. And we stay with the game plan.
All right. Thanks, Mikes. We appreciate it, Mike McCarthy and Mike Clemens. Thank you very much. That's our embedded Green Bay football reporter. Find more of his work at 1057fmthefan.com, our Facebook page, and he's on Twitter at Mike Clemens NFL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.